Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, myself, Shelley Speaks. And yay, I had a lot going on today, and I was like, am I going to do a radio show today? And I was like, well, next week is Christmas. I don't want to go too many weeks without one. So here we are with an intuitive reading party. And basically, I've been reading the tarot since I was 14 years old. And let me just say, I have a little puppy in the room tonight. That's one of the things I have going on. So hopefully he will be quiet, and if not, we'll just work it out from there. But my name is Shelley Speaks. I have been reading the tarot since I was 14. I never took a class or studied or anything like that. It just was natural and organic and actually kind of scared me. And so I've been developing this, you know, through the years as I get more conscious, more aware, and, you know, the way I read or the way information comes in just gets a little more and more conscious every time, because there are different levels of consciousness and awareness. And a lot of times people are looking for a psychic to tell them what to do, which is nothing wrong with that. However, I encourage my clients to seek a reading for more information about what's required of them. Because when you're creating your life, it's all up to you. Things don't just happen to us. We create our lives through our choices, through the targets and goals and priorities we create or don't consciously create for ourselves. And, you know, so when you're asking questions tonight, you can ask anything you'd like. And I just invite you to just kind of look at what you're asking about. Like, if you're asking it from a kind of a victim energy, and what I mean by that, kind of like from a helpless place, or from a more conscious and potent space, which is more of a question. So the difference would be was that good grammar? I have no idea. The difference would be, so a psychic question would be something like, will I have the money to pay my rent on the first? And again, absolutely nothing wrong with that question. But a more conscious question that's not a victim energy, that's coming more of a place of potency, would be, what's required of me to get my rent paid by the first? What information do I require to get that done? So I hope that makes sense. And we started our Creating 2020 and Beyond class last week. What's today? That was yesterday. Oh my God, time is flying. Like I said earlier, a lot has happened today. And it was really, really fun. We cleared a lot of energy for 2019. I gave you guys some tools on how to get clear on your targets and priorities. And if you'd still like to join that class, you can purchase it and listen to the recording. And then the second part of that telecall will be this Monday, and that also will be recorded. So if you're on my email list, you've seen that in the newsletter, or you can email me, Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-I, at shelleyspeaks.com. Or send me a message on Messenger. It doesn't matter how you get in contact with me. The class is to help you get clarity on what you're creating, not just for 2020, but anytime. You know, you can use these tools anytime. So let's get some readings done. So I see we have some callers. So I like to start with pulling a card that's just for everybody. And this is for you, whether you're listening live or you're listening in the future. And it's just a question of truth. What information would be a contribution to everybody right now? All right. Okay. So the cards that I pulled are talking about the energy of abundance. Okay. The energy of abundance is always available. Whether you're choosing it or not is one thing. Whether you're able to perceive it or not is another thing. But it's always present, okay? And so the message tonight is really looking at what you need to release or clear out or destroy and uncreate, let go of, in order to be the abundance you truly be. I work a lot with money and on money with clients, cash, money, wealth. And a lot of times it's just a matter of clearing out old points of views. Some people may call those beliefs, judgments, things that our parents projected on us, things that society has projected on us, things that we've made up in our own minds that aren't really accurate. And those things get in the way of us generating, creating, receiving, actualizing cash, money, wealth, and abundance in our lives. So our natural state is abundance. However, sometimes we have a lot of energies that are blocking that or overlaying that or causing us to forget that. So the message is to remember that this is your natural state and to do what's required to get out of old beliefs, things that aren't true for you, getting your head out of the past, anything that's required, do it so that you can be congruent with the abundance that you truly be. So really, I can't tell who has a question and who doesn't. So if I pick up the line and you don't have a question, please just let me know and I'll be happy to place you back on hold. So the first caller is, the last four digits are ending 3200. So hello, and do you have a question tonight?
Hi, I have actually a lot of questions running in my head now.
Yay!
Let's see.
Where would you like to start?
What's required of me to tune in to a deeper level of my gifts, talents, and abilities? I feel like more is coming, but I'm not really there yet with connecting with the new.
Awesome. I love that question. It's a truth. What information does Lori require about her gifts, talents, abilities, and capacities? So one piece that is specific to you, one of your gifts, talents, and abilities, it comes through your physical body and your physical body feeling really, really good. And how does that tie into gifts, talents, and abilities? Because we can go a lot of directions with that. But for you, it's like there are things that you can do with your physical body that if you took yourself to a higher level of kindness, caring, and nurturing for you and your body, you would be more aware of the gift, contribution, talents, abilities that you have with your body. Does that make sense?
Yes, very clear sense.
Okay, cool. In addition to that, you connecting with other bodies is another piece of that pie, okay? This is physically connecting with them, and this is energetically connecting with them. So sometimes it might be hands-on touching or touching body parts, whatever you want to do. And then sometimes it's just an energetic, like bodies healing bodies through energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So one way, and the way that they're showing me for you to have more awareness about that is, number one, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, including yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, you don't have to prove, I have this gift, talent, and ability. Let me prove it to people. Trust me, it's exhausting. I've done that. Waste of time. Okay. You don't have to prove anything. However, for yourself, you can start setting some targets that are fun, that are playful, where you're playing and saying, hey, universe, show me what I can do. Show me how I can contribute. Show me, you know, the gift, talent, ability, capacity that I have right now that would be a contribution to this situation. And sometimes it may be absolutely nothing, and sometimes it might be something that delights and surprises you. But it's a playfulness. Anything with the body is a playfulness, okay?
Okay.
So a higher level of nurturing, caring for your body, playing with others physically, playing with others energetically, and then setting up some, like, I just call them games, where you're kind of stretching yourself, almost something like let's say you saw something on the news or Facebook, and it's just like, can I contribute to that? Oh, okay, cool, I can. What can I do? Stuff like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and that's very light.
Yay.
So just, and playfulness is one of the energies for 2020, so.
Absolutely. And it's not about proving to anybody. It's just for you, just for fun. You know, some people will be very aware of your gifts, talents, and abilities. And some people, you'll just kind of be invisible, and it's all good. So what other questions do you have?
Oh, I'm just wondering, I'm really jonesing for a vacation, and I'm just wondering if they have any message if that's going to come in the next 3 months, because that's kind of where I'm getting
it
here.
Okay. So it's like the psychic question is, will that happen? The potency question is, what's required of me to make that happen? Does that make sense?
Yes.
True. What information does Lori require regarding a vacation? All right. Well, I think it's more than a vacation, okay? You're having, okay, so if this doesn't resonate, just say so. But what I'm perceiving is your body just wants to be somewhere totally different. It's beyond a vacation. It just wants to be elsewhere. Somewhere else than it is right now. Okay. That's the awareness. And you might be like, well, maybe it's a vacation, but it's bigger than that. Okay.
Yeah.
and it's asking for a change. So I recommend asking your body, where would you like to be? Show me, make it obvious to me. And then if you have an awareness, you may not have a specific location, but it might be the mountains, the beach, you know, New York City. You might have something general that comes in. And then you ask your body to co-create it with you. And where you're going, the main thing is your body will be in a physical location that is more congruent for it and you to generate, create, actualize, receive, have, and be money. So don't.
Spot on.
Yeah, don't downplay that, because what we do when we don't know how, we start to kind of downplay it and make it small and it's just a vacation. But I did that when I moved to Vegas. I totally downplayed it and I got my butt kicked and I ended up here anyway. Wasn't pretty.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that scenario, but
I recommend listening, being conscious. Don't worry about the how. Just ask for what's required of you. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome, and you have a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, those are great questions. Yeah. A lot of times, and I do this myself, you know, we get this awareness and we even get excited about it for a few seconds, and then we start thinking, how am I going to do that? Where am I going to get the money for that? That's impossible. And then we shut it all down. So remember, it's not your job to figure out the how. It is your job to ask, to receive, to be aware of what's required of you, but not to figure it out and figure out the hows. That's very exhausting. It's a waste of time. Trust me, I've done it before, and it's just not fun. There's so many ways we can be, do, and choose things with a lot of ease. All right, so let's take another caller. So this, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Okay, the last four digits are 9459. Hello? Hello?
Yes,
hi, did you have a question?
Hi.
Yes, I do. My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
And hi. My question is, and I guess it's a psychic question, I guess, but it could be
no worries.
Way you want to
go for it.
Not to be like that, but I got other things
well,
going
on
in my
it
life.
Well, you ask
in
your way, and we'll go
okay.
From there.
Okay. This is about career and job.
Okay.
I've been contracting at a health insurance company since January.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I've been applying to some jobs in different departments because the department that I work in, there's not going to be a lot of job opening there. So
mm-hmm.
I figured, okay, I had three jobs in the, you know, in the fire, but one kind of just went by the wayside because I'm like, why would you post it in my location and then don't select me as a candidate? And when I know how to do the job, but, you know, that's something else. So I only got two more left. So I just to see if there going to be anything close to be getting an interview, any of these jobs, or is my job is somewhere outside of this company so I can put my focus.
Got it.
On
so
that.
Basically, you're like, is it inside the company with these two that you've
yeah.
applied for, or is it outside?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So true.
I don't want to waste my time.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, so. There's something. Okay, we're going to stay with the jobs on the inside, and we'll ask a separate question on going
okay.
outside of the company because this is the way it's coming up. So basically
okay.
what they're showing me is that obviously when we change jobs, we're looking for more money. But also you're looking – there's something where – because it's not like you don't mind working hard, but there's something you're trying to get into like a kinder space. Like if somebody's not cool with you where you are now, or somebody unkind, or somebody, it's like, it's almost like, you know, I like this job, but this person or this particular situation isn't working for me anymore. That's what I'm picking up. And so.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so with that, they're asking you to look at, are you choosing this from a victim energy? Like, okay, this person is doing X, Y, and Z, I gotta go. Or are you asking what's actually going to be better for you to stay or go? Does that make sense?
Yes, and it would be
so,
the second one. It's not coming from a victim. No, it's just
okay. Awesome.
I just know it's not going to benefit me in the long run.
Okay, cool. Because they're saying the money is not going to be an issue. It's more about okay. I got it. It's like coming in bits and pieces here.
Right, I get it.
They want you to ask, like, don't worry about money. You're going to get the money, you know, in whatever job you choose. That's going to be appropriate. What they would like you to ask for specifically is the job that is going to have the most ease, the most peace, and the kindest people around you. Because that's the piece that isn't working for you. Mm-hmm. So when, and that's why they didn't show me in or out, you know, meaning inside your current company or out, is because they want you to make that part of it a priority, because it's not going to make a difference if it's inside the company or a new company if you don't have that kindness, caring, peacefulness around you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So they're saying just take some time to really look at, like, setting money aside. So let's say money wasn't an issue. You're going to get that piece of the puzzle in the job. Set that aside and look at things like the kind of people you would like to be around. You know, and it's not that, you know, a job's a job, but at the same time, it's so much easier to be around people who are kind, who are caring,
mm-hmm.
who are, you know, understanding, you know, like if your spouse or your kids are sick, you know what I mean? You want a space mm-hmm. that's going to work for you beyond financial gain.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense? So that's like,
oh,
like
definitely.
Put the
that's...
focus on that. And then
and that's
let's
so
ask
funny
again.
That they...
Okay.
I was just
going to
say that. And that's so funny because I definitely look in that, like the people that I'm around and like my supervisor. And I do want to come into an environment that's, you know, that's collaborative, that's helpful, teamwork. But you can be independent at the same time that they're understanding and kind of speak. I definitely look for that. And I do see that in other departments, but it just seemed like
mm-hmm.
where I'm at, it's really like,
mm-hmm.
it's like each its own, like you do you, don't help no
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't.
There's just like a lack of, I don't know. It's like a lack of kindness, a lack of caring, a lack of something
mm-hmm.
that's not working
mm-hmm.
for you. So now let's ask
mm-hmm.
like where you're going to find that, in or out.
Okay.
Of the company.
Okay.
In the company.
Okay. Or outside of the company.
It's more likely to happen outside of your current company. And
okay.
the information they're showing me is there is a connection from your past that is going to help you find this. So if you've worked like with a headhunter or a employment agency or even a place you've worked at before, not necessarily that you're going to go back to a place that you worked at before,
mm-hmm.
but it might be somebody there that has information for you. But it's like you can create it both places, in or out, but it's going to be way easier and come faster outside of the company. It's going to take a while, and you might move around even inside the company. And because I don't know, something about your current company, if there's the only way I can say is like there's this energy of not nice that's kind of
yeah.
floating around in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to work for you in the long run.
Right. Yes, I definitely see that. I definitely see that, especially in the department that I'm in. It's just, I just see other departments just helping and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I want that. You know, I just want to be in,
yeah.
in that kind of environment.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what you ask for. Just, okay, that energy, because it's an energy, that energy of fun and camaraderie and people helping
mm-hmm.
each other and kindness. What would it take for me to have that as my job or my contract or whatever it is you call it? And I'm not
right.
saying don't look for it inside. I'm just saying it's more likely out. So put your feelers out everywhere.
Yeah. And I have. It's not just this company. I definitely have put out there as well because, you know, if it's not for me inside, I definitely have to look outside as well because I can't really count on that, you know, because it's a contract. So I don't know when it's going to end. If they keep extending, but I don't want to do contract anymore. That's another thing that I put out. I want to be a full-time employee with benefits and stuff. I want that. I don't want to. I've been doing contract ever since 2017, like short-term and long-term. And I understand that coming from what I've been through of not having a job for 2 years and didn't understand it, like why I can't get a job. And so when I do get, now that I have a job from 2 years now, it's like it's always been contract or temp, or it's like I'm tired of that going like that, and I just want to be stable.
Now you have more clarity in what to ask for. Kind of like dating. Like you go out and you're like, oh, no, that's not going to work for me. So you're in this space.
Been there, done
you
that.
Have clarity about what's not going to work for you, which gives you clarity on what is going to work for you. And you start asking the universe for that. Universe, I'd like a job, you know, obviously with the financial piece, but that's also space that's kind to me, nurturing to me, where I have fun every day, where I look forward to going, and then let the universe deliver that to you. All right?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. You know, I was in our class last night. One of the students, we were talking about when you ask for things. A lot of times we're asking for money because sometimes money's a priority. We have bills to pay. We have rent to pay. We have kids to take care of. We have car payments and mortgages and, you know. However, what we were talking about was asking for the things we'd like to have without attaching money to it. And sometimes, because the universe speaks in energy, the universe can answer your request quicker because it speaks that language. So when you say, okay, I'd like $500,000 so I can buy a beautiful home. Or what would actually create faster, in my experience, is asking for the home. I'd like a beautiful, spacious home to live in. And there was one of my students was actually receiving that without I actually have two clients that have created beautiful homes without having to buy them. And it's just beautiful when you ask energetically as opposed to I need money for this, I need money for this, I need money for this, I need money for this. Okay? I hope that makes sense. All right, next caller. Let's see. 3895. Hello.
David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing okay. My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Kind of have questions like the previous caller, believe it or not.
Okay, no worries.
I know, that's why I'm laughing because I felt her pain. And she's like, I go from contract work to contract work and I'm tired of it, etc. And so, literally, it's almost like she was talking about me also. Anyway, my question is, I'm waiting to hear about a contract opportunity. It's about 15 minutes from my house. And just wanted to see if that was going to come through or see what else you see. And just like the other individual, I'm tired of doing contract. I just want to be a permanent employee again. And I don't know why it never happens anymore.
Cool. All right. So let's kind of break this up. We'll start with the first piece about the contract that's 15 minutes from your house. Let's look at that. So what information can we receive about that? Literally, they have not made a decision yet. They are looking at everything. And there seems to be some kind of change happening with this company. So what I mean by that is, okay, so sometimes companies, you know, lay off people and then hire contractors. Sometimes people, you know, it's coming to the end of the year. I know it's not the fiscal year, but sometimes people follow the, you know, there's something going on where they can't say yes to you yet, okay? And the energy is more of a yes than a no. However, it's still in the future. Like, there's people that still need to talk to each other and communicate with each other. So what I mean by that is, let's say you were interviewed by somebody, but that person has to get permission from this person to hire you, or they have to show your, you know, your paperwork to these, you know, people in HR, whatever it is. There's some disconnects that are there right now that don't allow them to make a decision. Does that make sense?
Yes. However, let me put the however but in there. Yes, it makes sense, but I haven't even officially interviewed yet. And the reason that some of it does make sense is because 2 weeks, it has been put on hold for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to speak to right before Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving and the week after Thanksgiving. They put
yeah,
it on
there's,
hold. And then they were supposed to talk last week.
There hasn't been a decision. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I'm seeing one person over here, like, I'm going to call him the boss or the decision maker that hasn't talked to this person who has to make a separate decision. They're just kind of like disconnected right now. And it's not like a 1, 2, 3, everything, all their ducks are in a row. It's very scattered, and they just don't have it together. And I don't want you to think that that's a no, because there's a lot of positive energy around it. It's not a no. They just don't have it together right now.
And that makes sense too, because the contract position actually will probably go into a permanent position, they say, in about a couple
mm-hmm.
months. And literally, I forgot that until it literally just popped in my head. That it could potentially go permanent still. So maybe they're still trying to define everything out. But you say
it
looks
very
good.
Scattered. Well, with that scatteredness, there's like celebration and happiness and joy. So it's not a negative energy around it by any means. It's just kind of like up in the air. There's not a yes, there's not a no, but it's a positive energy, and they have to communicate, they have to make some choices, and then they'll be able to come to you and give you some information. But the information that they're going to give to you is not even available. Like, if you were hypothetically, if you were to call them, they wouldn't be able to say yes or no, because they're just not there yet.
That's so funny. The reason I say that, you're good, because the recruiter that I'm working with, she's been ignoring
mm-hmm.
my calls since last Thursday. I've called her 3 times since last Thursday. Last Thursday, I think it was Monday and today. No, I've called her twice. Last Thursday or Friday, and I called her on Tuesday, yesterday, and usually she returns my call and say, this is where it is, and she's saying nothing, and I was just like, that's so odd with her. She's ignoring me right now. So maybe possible at the beginning of the year it'll come through?
Let's look at time. So when can she receive an answer? I think you'll receive something before the end of the year. I don't think this it's not a stagnant energy. It's actually going to move, speed up and move quicker. It just hasn't happened yet. So I think you'll hear something before the end of the year. What's today's date?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Not long.
That'll be wonderful. Yeah.
It's a company that I never knew that was like 15 minutes on a bad day from my house. They're a billion-dollar company. And I'm like, I could go home for lunch. That says a lot in the Atlanta area. Plus, they're a good company. So it's like, oh, please, please, please. You know what I mean? On the outside looking
yeah.
in. Still. So,
yeah. So just I just recommend, if it was me and I was in that situation, I would say, what would it take for me to receive the information that I require regarding this job? That's what I would be asking for. Okay? So that you get the information as quickly as possible. So did you have another question related to that? I know we were breaking things up in parts, but I forgot what those parts were.
Yes, thank you for that. No problem. I'm like the other individual a little bit. I don't know why or how to kind of break down. I've been struggling for a moment, and when I say more than 5 years, I've been struggling. And it's just I can't seem to get back on my feet for nothing upon this earth. And I've tried and tried and tried. I went from decent, very comfortable life to
mm-hmm.
I struggle to pay bills every month, literally. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know. I get opportunities. I think I'm getting the offer. I don't get the offer. I have no clue why. And I just keep scratching my brain like, what is going on? And let me give you a great example. I interviewed back in August, came out of the interview. I was told that you're hired. If you don't hear from us by Monday, call us. I said, okay. Didn't hear from them. I called like that Tuesday or Wednesday. They ignored me. By that Friday, oh, they hired an internal. I said, but what happened? I was basically told I was hired. Didn't give me an explanation. Okay, whatever, chucked it up. Another position just came about a month ago. So inquired about it. Spoke with the same recruiter, and they're like, yeah, it's the same hiring manager. Let me see if I can get any feedback, because I've asked her before what happened. She didn't say, and see if she's still interested in you. Yesterday, I was told she's not moving forward with you, and she just says you're not a right fit, and we have two other candidates. And you go, I'm confused. But this is like, I had to give you that example, but this is kind of
yeah.
the story of every time.
Like a kind of
I
a
offer.
Pattern?
Yes, ma'am. There you go.
Okay.
What is
so
it? Do I have a curse on me? Do I have, what I don't get it.
Not, okay,
I'm serious.
I can definitively say you don't have a curse on you, okay? Let's start with that.
I'm being sarcastic, but
this
not sarcastic
can be,
in
I know.
A way, but
I do get it. So this, what you're asking me is a great question, and it's a big question to answer on the radio. So I'm gonna pull some cards
okay.
for you. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull some cards from you. But what I do recommend, and everybody who's listening to, please sign up for my newsletter. It's on my website. My website's in the episode info, and it's Shelley, Shelli Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Because I do free calls, creation calls, almost every month. And this, when in the creation calls, is where I clear energy, because what you're describing sounds like a loop or a pattern that you're in. So for now, we're just going to say, what information do you require about that? Okay, let's see what comes up. And so, you know, readings are great because they give you information. However, what clearing does is actually clear that energy out of your system. That's why people take classes and do coaching and all that kind of stuff. And I know that there are times in our lives where we can't pay, you know, some people pay thousands and thousands of dollars for coaches. And that's why I offer these free monthly calls, because you can listen to them. You can listen to them over and over, and they keep clearing your energy, and they're absolutely free. And you can listen to the old ones too. So for you, they're showing me that you are not actually, you know, when I'm looking at your energy, it's not that you're stuck in a pattern. There's an energy that I'll just say that you're choosing. And when I say you're choosing it, we don't always choose things consciously. Sometimes we choose things just out of habit. You know, an example of that is like, let's say you see something pretty in the store and you're like, I can't afford it. That's just an unconscious habit, that something you've been saying over and over and over again, and it's like an automated response every time you see something you want that your bank account says you can't have. So there's a little bit, the energy that's kind of, I use the word stagnating you, there's an energy of sadness kind of like at the foundation of your energy. Now, there are new beginnings in front of you. There are profits and rewards in front of you. There's creativity and establishing new foundations in your life. However, it's important that you clear out this sadness. Now, this sadness, you know, we're not going to go into it on the radio. It could be anything from your past, but it's an energy that you want to clear out, because it's like a ball and chain on you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not about judging yourself or if I hadn't done this, then this wouldn't happen. It's not about that. It's like, this is the analogy someone gave me, and it's pretty graphic, but it's like that crap that you created that's making you sad, we just need to hit flush. We don't need to investigate it or anything like that. So in the meantime, it's like, use whatever tools you currently have to stay in a state of joy. Because the more you choose joy, the energy of joy will naturally and organically start pushing out any sadness, any sorrow, anywhere, you know, because I'm saying like, you know, kind of what you were describing, you know, things aren't turning out for me, you know, this keeps happening to me, and you don't want to create from there, okay? And it's not, I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I'm saying there's an energy that is with you right now. It's not a negative energy or curse, nothing like that. It's just like this kind of like a cloud of sadness, and like if we could clear that and push it out the way. So would you be willing to clear it now?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Okay. So I'm just going to do a clearing. So all the energy, and this will work for everybody, all the energies, frequencies, vibrations, anything else we haven't mentioned that isn't congruent to joy, would you be willing to destroy it and create it all?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a deep breath. And yeah, and you can, this energy will be in this radio program, even if you have to come back and listen to it again. But that's going to start working and start pushing it out. If at some point you feel like crying, let yourself cry. That's how things come out of our bodies, okay? And do anything you can to stay in a state of joy. If you got to watch something funny, if you got to call a friend, if you need to go outside, just keep cultivating the joy so that you're creating from joy, which is a lightness and an expansiveness, and you're not creating from sadness, sorrow, regret, you know, that kind of energy. Does that make sense?
It absolutely 100% does, because I am sad as opposed to joyous, and I try to get there and try to be there, but so much has happened with me that it's just, I guess it's just took over me.
Yeah. So sign up for my newsletter. And
I definitely
when
will.
I send, okay, when I send out my next one, we had a call that we did, I think at the beginning of November. So that call will be in there, and you can go ahead and start with that one, and then you can get the future, the ones in the future too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, that's very common when we're trying to create. You know, we know what to do. Like, okay, I'm going to get a job, or I'm going to go to school, or I'm going to do this. We know in our brains what to do. That's not the issue or the problem. Sometimes there's just old energy that we've chosen, because everything is a choice, even though it may not seem like it. But sometimes there's just old energy that are kind of sticking to us and slowing us down and making us heavy, and it just makes it a little bit more difficult to, you know, receive what we're asking for. All right, let's see who's next. And if I pick up a call that I picked up before, just let me know, because I can't tell. So this is, the last four digits are 8292. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, how are
Hi.
You?
Hello. I have a question about my work. Do you see that I'm in the right place in this place where I work at right now? Or do you see me moving up?
What do you mean by right place?
Is this a place where I will be working for a while in this new position that they put me in? And also, I'm working on changing my title, and I'm just looking at if this is the right thing for me, if this
so
will work out.
You want to know if you're going to be here for a while. Okay, so what information
if
does she require about her
me.
Let's see. Okay, so is this new? It looks very new to me. Is this a
yes,
new place?
Yes, very new. I've never done anything
okay.
like this before.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it looks very new. It's very positive for you. I mean, it's like, it's not like, oh, this is a good job. This is like auspicious and will move you in a brand new direction. I do see a lot of success. I actually see kind people around you. I see you having a lot of clarity about, you know, where you're going, what you're doing, what to do to go to the next level. I see a lot of joy. I see this is exceptionally positive energy around you. So is that like what you perceived as well? I mean, because you're asking this question, and it's
yeah.
to me, it's overwhelmingly positive, like more positive
oh, okay.
than I've seen. Okay. So does
yes.
that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy about that. Now, do you see my title changing to a more...
Title change.
Or is that... When do you see
okay.
that?
So truth, when you said title change. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see a title change.
Okay.
interesting.
Or a level.
I don't see
title.
A title change, but what I do see is a, yeah, what you said, like a new level, like a shift. And what I'm seeing
okay.
could be a monetary raise or, you know, a
okay.
bonus, but I don't see like an official, like, you know, this is your new title.
Right, right, right. No, no, it will be the same title, but maybe a level
mm-hmm.
like, two or three. Do you see any level one, two, three with that? Or?
I see a new beginning with more money.
Oh, okay. So I just have to wait
for that.
I don't
see the title change.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. Thank
and
you
want to, you don't want to wait.
Yeah.
You want to choose it and create it. Okay.
Yes, yes, I'm going to be doing it tomorrow. Someone's going to help me. Also, I want to see, I want to say, do you see anything around relationships for me Anytime anyone
comes in. Are you talking about
in?
Romance?
Yes,
romance?
Men. A man. A man. A healthy.
A man.
Man. A man. One of my exes came back, but not for a relationship, but for friendship, and I had to say no. I just want to know, like, am I going to be in any relationship?
Yeah, that's, yes, it looks like it's down the road.
Okay.
I can see a relationship that's very peaceful for you, like very calm and peaceful.
Uh-huh.
And when I see that energy, what you have to
be
aware of, listen to me very carefully. So, you know how people meet, and there's all this like energy and excitement and our bodies get turned on and all that stuff?
Yeah.
This person may not do that. That's how calm and peaceful it is. Okay.
Okay,
so pay attention.
Good.
Yeah. Pay attention to that because sometimes we miss those people and they're actually the people that are going to be nice and kind and contribute to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm looking
but it
for
is, I see
thing.
It. I see it. It's not. It's tied into your work and your business. Not. I don't see that you're going to meet them there. I see that as you progress in your company, like a little bit down the road, that's when you're going to meet them.
Okay, got it. And you're like there are different work options available. But do you see me staying in this place or am I moving? Because there are different options available. But I'm just opening myself up because of monetary opportunities. You know, if there's something like that.
Yeah, I did.
Better.
I saw a change. I didn't see a title change. But it's like what they're telling me is don't go into any worry.
Okay.
Be present, okay? Because right now, in this moment, it is really, really beautiful energy. Very auspicious.
Okay.
Very, like, good luck all around it. Those are the words.
Oh, okay.
And so
you
want to take advantage of that. You want to take advantage of that. And, you know, everything has a beginning. Everything has an ending. So it's like we write it out until we have the awareness, it's time to make a change. And that's good. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. No, okay. I'm very happy right now, but I don't want to settle in anyway. That's all. I just want to keep growing. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you for calling. Have a good night.
Yes. Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. You too. Bye. All right. Well, thank you. Those were some. I love the questions. I guess we had a work theme going on for this reading party, and I just have a couple things to say about this. You know, I'm 51. Okay. And I'm telling you that because there's a certain way of like getting a job and going to work that I grew up in, okay? You know, coming out of high school, college, whatever. And that doesn't exist anymore. And a lot of people my age, sometimes a little older, are kind of stuck in that way of getting a job. And it's not wrong. There's still jobs to have. There are still, you know, 401ks and all that stuff to have. However, my invitation is for you to also open up to other possibilities. There are infinite ways of generating, creating, and having and being the cash and money and wealth. And they may not look like the traditional 9-to-5, you know, work at a company for 20 years. That I don't know what to call it. Like that paradigm or that way of being is actually going away. So if you're solely, you know, just looking for a job, it's not wrong to look for a job. I'm just saying to also open up to other ways. So it's like, okay, you know, you could have this conversation with the universe. Okay, universe, this is how what I know. I know, like, when I used to look for jobs, I'd go to an employment agency, and they would go out, and I know some people use headhunters. Some people email resumes or fax resumes. Okay, this is what I know. Show me what else is possible. Because, you know, there's so many ways to generate and create money. There are
kids, you know, there's a little kid, I don't know his name, but in 2017, he made, I think he was 3 or 4 years old, he made $11 million. And then in 2018, he doubled it to $22 million. And I'm really curious to see what he did in 2019. And keep in mind, this kid has not been to college. He's not, hasn't even been to elementary school. And of course, his parents are involved. You know, there's something there. But my point is, there are multiple ways to generate and create income beyond the traditional, you know, go to work, work 9 to 5. That might be your comfort zone. There's nothing wrong with your comfort zone, but be conscious and aware that there might be some other possibilities. So everywhere, we're going to do a clearing, everywhere you've been unwilling to perceive and receive the other possibilities, the other opportunities, the awareness of the infinite ways that you can generate cash, money, and wealth for yourself, would you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. All right. And again, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter. You can do so on my website, or there is a link in the episode info. It says Shelley's Juicy News. I guess I could have put newsletter. That would have made more sense. But I have free calls. I have classes. I invite you to many different ways to create your life from your potency, from your awareness, and from choosing the infinite possibilities that are available. Because there's never just one way. There's always many, many ways, but sometimes we just can't perceive them or receive them. And that's where clearings come in. So you can open up your energy, open up your consciousness, open up your awareness, so that you can have the opportunity to choose all of this. So let's see, next week is Christmas. I will not be on the radio, so I want to say Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. I know we're supposed to say Happy Holidays, but I'm going to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And whatever you celebrate during that time, have fun, be joy, and I will chat with you soon. Thank you. Thank you.